Test 68, Section 3, Question 1. Now with this one, we're looking for what principle would justify the curator. So we need an if-then that puts the evidence in the if and the conclusion in the then. And it says, critics have rightly claimed that removing centuries-old grime from the frescoes of Michelangelo will expose them to acids formed by the combination of water vapor and human breath with pollutants in the air. So basically it's saying, critics are right that removing the grime will expose the frescoes to acids formed by a combination of water vapor and human breath. Notwithstanding this fact, the restoration should continue. So the restoration should continue, and now we're going to give the evidence. For the frescoes in their present condition cannot be seen as they appeared when painted by Michelangelo. So the conclusion is we should restore it, and the evidence in favor of it is that that will make it so that we can have them in the same form that they were painted by Michelangelo. So we need something that says if it's going to be in the same form, then we should restore. So A, the decision as to whether an artwork merits restoration or not should depend on its greatness as judged. No, if it said it's based on the original form. An artwork possesses aesthetic value only if there are people who observe and appreciate it. Not really. If it is acceptable to risk future damage to an artwork if the purpose is to enable it to be appreciated in its original form, that's pretty good. That would strengthen our argument. It is right to spend large amounts of money on the restoration if it makes it accessible to large numbers of people. It's not about the number of people. It's as they appeared when Michelangelo painted them that's important. And then a picture that has become encrusted with grime can no longer be regarded as the same work of art that has been painted. Well, but that's not really saying that we should restore it. And therefore, answer choice C is our best response.